Penguin Random House Audio presents The Grey Ghost by Clive Cussler and Robin Bursell. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue. Manchester, England, March 1906. Late for work, Reginald Orrin raced across the street, the cobblestones slick from the night's rain. Dodging a horse and carriage, he jumped over a puddle, then ran toward a brick building that took up half a city block. He shrugged out of his overcoat, hung it on a hook just inside the door, and quietly entered a large workroom filled with a half dozen young men sitting at their desks, their attention focused on the office on the far side of the room. No one noticed that Reginald was late, and he took his seat, glancing toward the office's open door, where Charles Rolls and Henry Royce, both dressed in dark suits, were talking to a policeman. "That looks ominous," Reginald said, glancing over at his cousin Jonathan Peyton, who sat at the desk next to his. "What did I miss?" "It's gone." "What's gone?" "The 4050 prototype." "When?" "Last night. They went there this morning to finish up the coachwork, and it was gone." Reginald leaned back in his chair as he looked around the room, then focused on the men in the office, imagining what this would do to the company. Rolls-Royce Limited had put all their money and that of their investors into this improved six-cylinder engine. Every last penny had gone into the design of that, as well as a chassis meant to withstand the harsh country roads. When the world seemed to laugh at them, saying it couldn't be done, they'd persevered. And now, when they were on the verge of accomplishing the impossible, Jonathan leaned toward him.